As always, started off my morning by tuning into Thomas and Skumba. And I heard something very, very, very interesting. Kumutu Miso just, she keeps bringing gold to the show. And this interview particularly got me thinking. Listen to how it went down. Listen.
Why Bekelebeke, by the way? You said there's a story behind you being called Bekelebeke.
Bekelebeke, meaning you're going to change loads every week.
Oh!
You're going to repeat loads from last week.
Uh-huh.
Every week you must going to change loads. You're going to change loads. Starting from the shoes.
To the cap. Every week. So
every week.
You don't repeat an outfit. You've got too many clothes now.
No. Don't have money.
You're still budgeting. Then 18 Moyeni. So obviously we've been saying it throughout the morning as well, 18 Moyeni. And throughout the morning it's been bugging me. What does 18 in Moyeni mean? And I cannot... Listen, Thomas. Listen, Skumba. What does 18 Moyeni actually stand for?
Simple. 9 hours to Italy, 9 hours to come back.
Drop the mic.
Look, I'm not gonna lie, that is amazing. Sandman is lost. I can see he's confused just by the look on his face.
No, I know what it is, but I'm like, wow. Because I've known Val people always have the Italian flag next to their handles, and I've never known what is the link between Val and Italy.
Italiana. So, because Vashairevo, right, they dress well. So it's about Italian fashion. Right? So 18 Moyeni. 9 hours to fly there, Bambi Doyako, 9 hours and come back. You know, man, I was like, this is amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It got me thinking
because, you know, this is exactly how slang starts. Do you know why it's called riding shotgun, for example? I think I've said this on the air before. I'm not sure. Have I told the story?
I don't know why it's called riding shotgun.
So back in the day, obviously people used to ride horses.
Okay.
Then if you're carrying cargo, you'd have your horses, and then you have a carriage, right? But it's precious cargo, so people would, like the bandits, would just ride alongside you and rob you.
Yes.
So then people started saying, hey, dude, if I'm carrying cargo, ride with me. You can sit to my left and just keep the shotgun, right? So that when they come, you can shoot them. And that's also why a car is called a whip, because on the right, you're whipping, right? Because you're whipping the horses. As they're chasing you, you're whipping the horses. So that's why it's called riding shotgun.
Now we know.
Yeah, so all slang has an origin. All slang has a story. And now I ask you, what's your slang and how did it come about? I know initially you're going to think, oh, I don't have any slang. But even a nickname, somebody's got a nickname and you call that for a reason. So I'll tell you another story. I've got a friend of mine. His name is NJ. We call him NJ.
Yeah.
How it happened was, there's two guys who are named Ngobo in our clique. So there's Aluta Ngobo, then Sipo Ngobo, right?
Okay.
So we started calling them Ngobo. I mean, when I was rolling at the one, I'd be like, Ngobo. And then they met, ultimately. And then now we had two Ngobos in the clique. We're like, okay, guys, this is ambiguous. We need to sort this out.
Yeah.
And there's one who's slightly shorter than the other. So we said, okay, this is going to be Ngobo Jockey, because jockeys are short.
Wow.
I know. Ngobo Jockey, Ngobo Jockey. And then somewhere along the line, Ngobo Jockey became NJ. Then there was that.
Wow.
So yeah, what do you call money in your hood? Let us know how it came about. Let us know how all the slang that you speak, how that came about. There's got to be a story behind it. And I don't know if you guys have stories behind your slang or your nicknames at all. No?
So in Eldos, there's a whole lot of terms. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't think I'd be able to touch on all of them.
Okay.
But I do know a lot of these words actually come from prison.
Yeah.
And I find it so interesting. So there's like terms like whoosh. So that's a greeting, but it's also like, are you with me?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying right now?
Whoosh.
You know? And then there's also terms, one of my favorites, because everybody seems to be using it, and that's dala.
Mm.
So dala means do.
Yeah.
You understand?
Dala
I don't
one,
must.
Dala all.
Yeah. Dala what you must.
Mm.
So I don't know how exactly these terms came about, but it would be interesting to find out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, in prison. Maybe people are taking contraband into prison and then getting a slang back in return to bring into their community.
Possibly.
I don't know how, because these people are in a prison, so how are they sharing the slang with us?
Well, obviously people come out, Pela.
But still, to have that much of an effect?
Yeah, so that's the thing. That's another thing. In KZN, it's called Wilipi, right? So when you see Namba, when you see Singil, because if you've been inside, you understand the lingo. So to communicate, if I see you and I'm like, yo, Nyusi Singili, Nyusi Namba, you know that I've been inside and you know that I'm about that business. So you go, okay, sharp, I see you. Wow. Right? Yeah. It's a way of communicating. It's like, say, I've been inside without everybody else knowing that you've been inside. That's how it works.
I learned my slang from TV. From okay. TV and music. That's it.
So give us a shout, man. 086-000-0959. Or hit us up on WhatsApp. 063-688-0959. Wosh, tokolosh. We're in a game, Xe.